Cafetín de Buenos Aires. A journey of conversations and music through the world of Argentine tango. And welcome back here to the studio of Cafetín de Buenos Aires on campus 103.7 with me, Karen Mikhailov-Schwirep, as always. This episode of Cafetín, as usual, we're going to get you a lot of music, but in particular, it's going to be a musical style that perhaps people who do not dance tango, social tango, might not associate immediately with tango, but it is in fact a mix of dances and styles of music that we also incorporate in the world of Argentine tango, and in particular in the milonga, which, as you know by now, is the social event weekly, daily in Argentina. That brings together all the tangueros and the tangueras and the tango DJs to have an evening of dancing. Indeed, we've explained with my guests here, with Peter and Paula and other of our tango colleagues, that at the milonga, you would normally, because this can vary from DJ to DJ, normally you would have a tanda with three songs, so a grouping of three songs, or four songs, depending on which style of music as well. And then you'd have normally, say, a tango, a tanda of three tangos, another group of three tangos, and then a waltz, then the same with tango, and then the milonga. So the milonga is the country cousin of the tango, and very danceable style of music, can be very fast and very, very lively, or slightly slower and more country festivity style. But it can also be a very, very ethnic-based roots in a milonga, where we would call it normally a candombe style of milonga. And that, which is a very, very interesting type of music. Personally, I like listening to it, I like dancing to it, and it goes back, it's a mix, it's a more of a fusion of country styles in South America and the African ancestry of a lot of our musical styles and a lot of our dances today, but in particular of the milonga and the tango owe their roots as well to this type of music, which we shall also mention today. And in this case, this type of music and dancing is called the candombe. And this style of music, which today we will also go into, will go obviously into a bit of history and a bit of the development of these styles of music, but also obviously what is being done today, nowadays, in the musical sphere and in the dancing sphere. First of all, before going straight to the program, as always, I remind you that you can find Cafetín de Buenos Aires, besides obviously listening to it live in this third season, on Campus 103.7 on Fridays at 9:30 in the evening, always Central European time, with a repeat of that program the following day, the Saturday, at 5 p.m. Central European time. But you can also find our information on Facebook, on the Cafetín on Campus page, and also Instagram, where we put up sometimes photos and pictures from our studio guests, etc. Also, to remind you that all the episodes of all the seasons, so there's the complete season one, complete season two, and as far as we've got to now in season three, you can also find on the Campus 103.7 website by scrolling down from the play, I can go further down into the on-demand. And there, under world history and culture, you will find Cafetín de Buenos Aires in packages of season 1, 2, and 3. Very easy to get there and very easy to click on the episode you'd like to listen to and just enjoy and hear. But now, of course, it's time to go to the music and to get us into the mood for this program where we are talking about Milonga and Candombe. A nice piece by the group Amores Tangos. That this group is particular. It was born, it was made up in 2008 as a meeting between different musicians and friends, basically, that then decided that they might as well work a bit together after having worked across Buenos Aires in very, very different types of orchestras and shows. So they decided to form this band, Amores Tangos, and this is their Mulatada. So you can see already we're going into this style, South American fusion of the migrants that have made up South America. So this is Mulatada. That was Mulatada, Amores Tangos. You can hear that it's a danceable piece. It's lively, but not too much. It sounds, you have all these sounds that are African, but also these South American, maybe even Brazilian or Uruguay, Argentina. You feel all that in it, but very highly danceable and very lively for any Milonga night. But there, as I'm saying, it is it's a development. So that type of music is a development on the original roots of these sounds. And indeed, after playing that, you will see now with the other songs that I will play that there is a big difference between the resulting Milonga softer music and the original roots where this type of music has come from, and which brings us to the candombe. So candombe, which the word you will also find in many tangos and in many titles of milonga songs as a part of the title, showing obviously what's coming along, that it's going to be a bit more of this style, is actually the word candombe, interestingly enough, comes from the language Kikongo. So this is African. We're going to African roots. Of course, South America was built also on the backs of African slaves, but also African immigrants to all of South America, that obviously brought with them their feelings, their celebrations, their commemorations, and most obviously their music and their dancing. So in the Kikongo word language, the word candombe means pertaining to black people. So it is really their own. But the candombe found its expression as a cultural expression mainly in the country of Uruguay. Now, Uruguay, as we know, is the next door neighbor to Argentina. And they also have a rich history of immigrants, especially particularly African and also Italian. And it is also very contested by Argentina, of course, by Buenos Aires. It is also one of the souls, the soul places of tango and of tango music. We know that many early musicians who wrote many famous tangos, including Cuparsita, were actually of Uruguayan origin, or at least they had come to live in Uruguay. And therefore, this place that is just across the border from the Buenos Aires, Mar del Plata region, is home to a lot of the beginnings and the great inspirations for tango. And the candombe, indeed, is linked very, very closely to Uruguay. And indeed, till this day and age, it is still celebrated, and it is still found a lot in Uruguay. This is not to say that it stayed there. Obviously, candombe has also a presence in Buenos Aires, particularly in the old neighborhoods, so Montserrat, San Telmo, and La Boca, very touristic neighborhoods nowadays. Anybody who has been to South America and to obviously to Buenos Aires must have taken a tour around these areas or gone to the Sunday market at San Telmo, as we have also discussed with our guests, Monique, for instance, Monique Dingley, who has been there as well. And also, as we said, the area of La Boca, where we know is very popular with the football enthusiasts. The candombe, so this cultural expression, this very African cultural expression, is still performed, especially during big events such as the carnival. So both in the sides of Uruguay, which would be in Montevideo mainly, which is the main city, and in these quarters of Buenos Aires. So it has originated with the Uruguayans, mainly of African ancestry, and it's a musical tradition which is a bit different from what we are used to in a tango orchestra, because the main instrument, at least the originally main instrument, was the drum. And in candombe, the traditional drums are barrel-shaped, and they are called tamboriles. And to see the difference, actually, between how these the use of the tamboriles and, let's say, a more original rendition of this type of music, and the classical rendition, which was then famous in the 1940s and changed, and of course entered the dance halls, let's listen to a very, very popular song with all tangueros. They will know it. This is Mulateada. But we have two versions. So we will hear the one by Las Bordonas. So it's a modern version, which paradoxically goes back to the original tamboriles and sound, with the great legendary Alberto Podestà singing in his older age. We can then compare it with a much more salon danceable version by Carlos Di Sarli, which is also considered a classic, but which, as we said, takes on a different vibe, then a more dancehall vibe. So here is Mulateada.
La calle larga, los más arqueros de Montserrat, y entre las luces de las antorchas bailan los negros de la Piedad. Se casa Pancho, el rey del candombe, con la mulata más federal, que en los cuarteles de la Recoba soñó el mulato sentimental. Baila mulata linda bajo la luna llena, que al chiquichín del chinecompa y el negro del tambor. Baila mulata linda de la divisa roja, que están mirando los ojos de nuestro restaurador. Baila mulata linda bajo la luna llena, que al chiquichín del chinesco baila el negro del tambor.
Y al son alegre de tamboriles, los novios van a la Concepción, y al paso brinda la mulateada por la más santa federación.
Están de fiesta en la calle larga los más arqueros de Montserrat, y entre las luces de las antorchas bailan los negros de la Piedad. Se casa Pancho, rey del candombe, con la mulata más federal, que en los cuarteles de la Recoba soñó el mulato sentimental.
Baila mulata linda bajo la luna llena, que al chiquichín del chinesco baila el negro del tambor. Baila mulata linda de la divisa roja, que están mirando los ojos de nuestro restaurador.
De fiesta en la calle larga los más orqueros de Montserrat, y entre las luces de las antorchas bailan los negros de la piedad. Se casa Pancho Rey del Candombe con la mulata más federal. En los cuarteles de la Recoba soñó el mulato sentimental. Baila mulata linda bajo la luna llena, y al tiquichí del chinesco canta el negro del tambor. Baila mulata linda de la divisa roja, que está mirando los ojos de nuestro restaurador. Baila mulata linda bajo la luna llena, y al chiquiñín del tinesco canta el negro del tambor. Baila mulata linda de la divisa roja, que está mirando los ojos de nuestro restaurador.
Enjoyed those two songs back to back here in the studio. I am sure you enjoyed them too. One cannot not start bouncing about when you listen to the milonga style here, and particularly in this song. So those were two versions of the Mulateada, which is a very famous historical tango song. The lyrics were by Carlos Pesce. The music was by Julio Eduardo del Puerto, and first published in 1943. You could see the difference actually between the style of Di Sarli, which was a bit trying to make it elegant and lighter in style, and the original, in a way, rendition by the modern band Las Bordonas. A note about the name of the song. In fact, indeed, even the first song we played today was Mulatada. This is Mulateada. The name is the same. It originates from the Spanish, the word mulata or mulato, which was a historical name referring to someone of mixed race. Indeed, these terms, perhaps nowadays, not relevant and not desirable, but which you can still find in Brazil, for instance, even in official documents where you with a sense of identity. So it would be a person of mixed race, specifically someone with black and white ancestry. And obviously, this song, both Mulatada and Mulateada, obviously involve this scene of maybe traditional dancing, traditional music, and the traditional instruments where these early immigrants and these early inhabitants of the cities of Montevideo and Buenos Aires were coming from, and they were showing off their ancestry. But all in all, very well known, this Mulateada, the last one, was a very well known piece of Argentine tango music. And to go on, obviously, with our very famous and also in this case known also to us performers, I'd like to mention here Hyperion Ensemble. You might remember them from last season of Cafetín de Buenos Aires, when we had a little interview with them as they were attending the Palermo Tango Meeting 2025. Which was a great success and a very, very well-organized event, which will repeat itself in 2026. And indeed, Hyperion Ensemble will also attend the one in spring of 2026, along with our other friends Marisol Martinez and the Italian tango DJs that we know, but many, many more. And for this, I invite you to follow them on Facebook, the Palermo Tango Meeting page. Why am I mentioning Hyperion Ensemble at this point? Because even they have tried their hand at the Candombe Milonga style with a song that we all know as well from events of tango, from the Milonga events, which is Tango Negro. And in this version, they have Ruben Peloni singing, and this is Tango Negro.
Los gringos fueron cambiando tu manera de bailar. Tango negro, el amo se fue por mar. Se acabaron los candombes en el barrio Montserrat. Más tarde fueron saliendo en comparsas de carnaval, pero el ritmo se fue perdiendo al morir Baltasar. Mandingas, congos y minas repiten en el compás los toques de tus abuelos, borocotó, borocotó, chachá. Mandingas, congos y minas repiten en el compás los toques de tus abuelos, borocotó, borocotó, chachá. Borocotó, 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 chachá. Borocotó, 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 chachá. Cha-cha.
Tuned in to Cafetín de Buenos Aires, a journey through tango on Campus 103.7. Back in the studio after that very vibrant break from Hyperion Ensemble. So we say hello to them from across the airwaves, and we expect to see them again at the Palermo Tango Meeting of 2026. Great group. Why are we talking actually about Candombe and Milonga in this particular time of year, the first airing of this episode? is going to coincide with a particular date. So it's the beginning of December 2025. And indeed, why? Because candombe as a style of music and as the basis for a lot of other dances and music has been recognized by UNESCO, by the United Nations Education and Scientific Cultural Fund, as a World Cultural Heritage of Humanity. So, like Argentine tango, this was realized in 2013, so quite recently, and it is considered as a heritage, an art form that has come from South America and involves all these migrant influences. And indeed, the day associated with candombe, the national day for candombe in Uruguay, is December the 3rd. So we are around that date, and therefore we can wish all Uruguayans and all lovers of candombe music a very good National Candombe Day. And here I'd like to explain a bit the different types of music and instruments used in candombe. You can hear in the background now what is known as a cuerda completa de tambores. So the drums, first of all, the music for candombe is built on a rhythm made from a group of three drums. So there's a small high-pitched one, a medium one played with a stick and hand, and a larger drum with a low-pitched sound. So the small one is the chico, the medium one is the repique, and the bigger one is the piano. So you can understand that there's this different levels, these different levels of sounds. There's also the rhythm. The rhythm is very important. In fact, it's the group of drummers playing these three types of drums are called the cuerda. Which is why we call this, what we are hearing, a cuerda de tambores. The beat of the piano drum, so the larger one, can even be used to identify a specific neighborhood's candombe in Uruguay. So you would know which particular neighborhood it is from that larger, low-pitched beat. And that, therefore, would unify and signal the identity of the drummers and the group. We remember it's a bit also like the samba groups in Brazil that can identify their different groups. There's also in candombe element of improvisation. So the repique drum, the medium drum, is known for doing improvised rhythmic bursts within the overall beat. So all in all, very complicated, which makes such a rich result. Besides the music, beside the drummers in this cuerda, you also have the dancing. And there are particular characters in the candombe, original candombe dance, used in special events, like we said, carnival, but also, for instance, every Sunday in districts of Montevideo, and now even in Buenos Aires, as a touristic thing. So the original dance had original characters that were called the comparsas, like the cast members. So these are the groups that march in the candombe parades, and these form a very central part of the tradition. The comparsas would include dancers and also traditional characters, masked characters. For instance, one of them is the escobero, the man with the broom who comes to sweep. He uses the broomstick as a baton, and he dances with it, and he also sweeps away the evil spirits. So we can see this tradition mixing with culture, mixing with tourism now, obviously, and also fun. But the original idea was to sweep away the evil spirits. Other characters in the whole candombe comparsa group include the mamá vieja, which is the old mamá, and the gramillero, who is the healer, the ancient healer, who heals with spirits, etc. And these comparsas, these characters, come together in a choreography where every dance has specific choreographed movements, and they are performed to the different rhythm of the drums. So all in all, a very, very complex parade. On holidays such as Carnival, you can find these parades, but also, for instance, in southern Montevideo, this is now an element for every Sunday. So in the districts known as Sur, Palermo and Cordon, in these three districts, you will find every Sunday the llamadas de tambores. So that would mean the drum calls for people, for the groups of the comparsas, and obviously for the people of the neighborhood and visitors to come out and see and participate in the llamada de tambores in the candombe. So we can see that these districts, Sur, Palermo, Cordon. Also, we remember there's a Palermo district in Buenos Aires, so you can see the affinity between the two of them come together as a very communal, as a communal event. The original, of course, practice of this candombe, began around communal fires in villages, in little gatherings of people. People used to gather to tune their drums and socialize before beginning this march across their town. And the drum call parade, once it starts, is led by the most prestigious members of the families. So the great families of that community will send their oldest, members to lead the parade. And these will be people who have been drumming, who have been known as musicians for many, many generations. The other drummers organize themselves behind these leaders in rows. And then there's an informal group of participants, dancers and spectators who either march along with them or simply watch from the sides, from the balconies, from these open Spanish-style balconies that we can associate with South America. And they will be watching this parade from the comfort of their balconies. As we said, this piano or drum, the biggest one, is distinctive to each of the neighborhoods of Montevideo, so the Sur, the Palermo, the Cordon. And indeed, the organized call and response to this candombe both will signal the individual identity of the neighborhood and also unite them together in one parade. This tradition, as we know, has been transmitted within the families of African descent till this day and age. You can find many interviews with these candombe performers, even on YouTube and on cultural channels. So they are interviewed regularly. And indeed, they come from an African descent. They have studied, they have passed the tradition from generation to generation. The candombe is also not simply a communal tradition of just coming together in a feast, but it's also recognized as an expression of resistance. So of resistance of the community against whatever oppression they had. So it's all this is interwoven. These traditions are interwoven as I'm trying to find a parallel maybe with Carnival in the Western world, but maybe that's a bit different, more of a religious significance. This is more an expression of identity and keeping your identity far away from your, of course, home continent, Africa. It's a symbol and manifestation of the memory, of the collective memory of the communities, drawing these former residents back home as well. So the older generations or people who have left will come back on special days to their community around this tradition of the candombe. And to make the link, obviously, now between the traditional drums and the music of the candombe and what we would be doing in the tango salon, in the tango event, the milonga of the weekend, here is Toca Tango. This is very, very popular, song used in the milonga tanda of the milonga event. Many people like dancing to it, and this version is a fast one by the Tango Negro Trio. It features also Juan Carlos Cáceres, and here is Toca Tango.
Dice lo negro con el tambor, toca tango, viene Mandinga, viva Xangó. En retiro lo marcaban pa' llevarlo al Potosí, y así mismo iban quedando con su mancha carmesí. Por Córdoba y Tucumán iban todos a sufrir, hacia el norte lo llevaban a las minas a morir.
Toca tango,
dicen los negros con el tambor,
toca tango,
viene Mandinga, viva Xangó.
Toca tango,
dicen los negros con el tambor,
toca tango,
viene Mandinga, viva Xangó. En Buenos Aires se quedaban para el servicio o a pedir, fue en oficio denigrantes, iban muchos sin dormir. Cuando fue la revolución, a la guerra los mandaron, muchos de ellos regresaron sin un brazo y sin razón.
Toca tango,
dicen los negros con el tambor.
Toca tango,
viene Mandinga, viva Xangó.
Toca tango,
dicen los negros con el tambor.
Toca tango,
viene Mandinga, viva Xangó. Tocaba el cuero pa' olvidarse de sus penas o reírse de su suerte, candombeando sin problemas. El negro tuvo su gloria cuando vino Juan Manuel, pero le duró muy poco porque todo se fue con él.
Toca tango,
dicen los negros con el tambor.
Toca tango,
viene Mandinga, viva Xangó.
Toca tango,
dicen los negros con el tambor. Mandinga, viva Xangó.
Toca tango, boroto, 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 cha, cha. Toca tango, boroto, 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 cha, cha. Toca tango, boroto, 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 cha, cha. Toca tango, boroto, 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 cha, cha.
And after Toca Tango, I want to explain to you the dancers, the performers of this candombe style, these iconic figures that take part in the parades, in the traditional candombe parade in Uruguay and in Argentina. We explained a bit who they are, but there are also people who are performers who are associated with this, who do this regularly, such as, for instance, Tina Ferreira, and also who is a prominent dancer, and also Eugenia Silveira Quirimini, who is a Uruguayan dancer known for performing at international events to perform to these candombe beats. So these are people that have been crucial in preserving and promoting candombe to its world cultural heritage status today. Also, famous musicians and pioneers of the candombe tradition include Ruben Rada, who is arguably the best-known black drummer and band leader for candombe. He has also been essential in fusing candombe with other modern types of music. Eduardo Mateo, also a pioneer of the candombe beat genre in the late 1960s, who was known for his blending, in very innovative at the time, of candombe with bossa nova, pop music and jazz. So you can see that some of the music that we have today really owes its origins way back to these very old traditions. And we can also mention Jaime Ross, who is a prominent singer-songwriter who adopted the candombe style in his music from the 1970s onwards. Let's listen now to another song that has the elements of candombe. This is another modern one, 2017. It's under the genre of Argentinian folklore and rock, so it mixes quite a bit. The artists are Larba Noir and Carrero. The album is 40 Años. And the song is Arde el Candombe, the Candombe Burns.
Que no se tumbe la tumbadora. Que suene el parche, que suene ahora.
Que no se tumbe la tumbadora. Que suene el parche, que suene ahora. La luna muestra su blanco diente. Rema que rema en el mar rugiente.
Arde el candombe junto a la rumba. Mi chico llama cuarenta retumba.
Arde el candombe junto a la rumba. Chico llama, cuarén retumba. Ya la tambora zumba y resuena. El sur estalla, Palermo truena.
Boga
que boga en el mar inmenso, mi corazón y mi pensamiento. Brinca que brinca en la dura roca, potro salvaje que se desboca.
Llega y reparte la tarde mustia, al rico lujo, al pobre angustia.
Llega y reparte la tarde mustia, al rico lujo, al pobre angustia. Arde el candombe con su cencerro, no todos tienen el mismo entierro.
Abrí los ojos, dame la mano. Somos hermanos.
Abrí los ojos, cerra la mano. Todos los pobres somos hermanos. Abrí los ojos, seguí cantando. Todos los pueblos van caminando. Abrí los ojos, seguí cantando. Todos los pueblos van caminando.
Van caminando, van caminando, van caminando,
sí,
van caminando.
Beautiful notes there, such tradition in such an original mix. Back to the tango dance floor, because as we heard already, Di Sarli with his version of Mulateada from 1943. So this changing of the style into a more danceable and salon style, we call it, that is popular for dancing. We also have other main orchestras who have tried their hand at candombe and milonga, obviously, and we cannot leave out the great Francisco Canaro and his orchestra and his rendition of candombe.
Thank you. de los candombes por el candombe doy mi querer. Oh, negrito de los candombes, te doy candombe si me querés. La munchinga se casó con el munchinga Ramón y un munchinguito salió más munchinga que el calvo. Candombe de los candombes, por el candombe doy mi querer. Oh, negrito de los candombes, te doy candombe si me querés. Pero mire cómo baila la negrita, qué lindo. Y la negra felicita, está no mala porque el negro no la saca a bailar. Negros de los candombes, mi cariñito te corresponde. Negro de los candombes, hoy te responde mi corazón. ¡Arriba, moreno! Negros de los candombes, mi cariñito te corresponde. Negro de los candombes, hoy te responde mi corazón.
And that was, of course, a classic by Francisco Canaro. He was a genius at tango, and he also inserted these candombe rhythms already in 1941. That candombe version is from 1941. You could hear the drums at the beginning as a bit of a hiss, but those were the drums, as remastered as they could. So the geniuses of the tango floor did not forget this element of candombe, which is so beautiful and so danceable in their versions, of course. This brings us to the end of this very lively program about this Uruguayan African tradition of the candombe and how it has influenced the milonga and the other styles of music, especially in the Argentine tango world. We have gone from the traditional bands to the classic tango orchestras, and all in all it has been an enjoyable mix for us in the studio, and I hope for you, my listeners, as well. This brings us really to the end of the program, and I will leave you this time with another modern song that inspires itself from the candombe. And this will be indeed Candombe de Hoy by the performer and composer from Uruguay, Hugo Fattoruso, born in 1943, but still in 1991 coming out with this nice version, original version of a candombe. So I leave you with that to enjoy the ending of our program. And that leaves me with nothing else but to say thank you for following us. Thank you to Marco Juice for the sound assistance. And this is Karin McAuliffe-Schwerep saying ciao.